You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
Lori Prox here with James Letendre, a senior at Valdez High School. James, how are you feeling about graduation?
At first, I was a little mad that it wasn't going to go like normal. But then I thought about it more, and I was like, we're going to be the first class to ever have this done, really. And like, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you'll go down in history as the most unique graduation ever. Following, though, graduation and assuming we can move about, what are your plans for the future?
I'm going to be working a lot buying houses and renting them out. And then when I get to a certain amount of houses, I'll have a certain amount of monthly income and I can live off that.
Sounds like a good plan. Where'd you come up with that?
Over the past 2.5 years, I've been learning more and more about retail and deciding that that's the way I want to go.
And what are some experiences you've had throughout your high school years that you feel have really made you the person that you are?
Definitely playing basketball. It helped me out a lot. And just having like positive teachers all throughout my 4 years of high school, it was pretty nice to be encouraged all along the way.
All right, do you feel prepared?
A little nervous, but prepared, yeah, prepared for the unknown.
Do you have any advice for young kids?
Just always know that there's always good times around. Can't miss it if you don't look for it, you know?
And how has COVID-19 changed your outlook? What are you feeling about that?
At first, I was really, really mad because when it did come out in Alaska, like the state mandates and all that, I was just getting ready to practice for my last regional basketball tournament, and they came in and told us that the COVID-19 canceled the regionals and we had to go home the next day.
And you were actually traveled all the way to Fairbanks, right? And were at the school prepared to play the following day, and it was canceled and drove home.
We drove all the way up there that morning, got there, and then while we were doing our practice shoot around on the court, the day before our game, 15 minutes into that practice, they came in and told us.
What was the reaction?
Everyone was just dumbfounded. They couldn't believe it. It just didn't feel real.
And how has your opinion of this whole situation changed from that day until, a month later?
Well, now I have a pretty good outlook on it because I've been lucky enough to be considered essential in my job. So I'm working every day, making money. I'm just buying a house now, so I have a good outlook on this one right now.
Our next senior into the spotlight is Jackie Stewart. And Jackie Stewart, you grew up in Valdez. Are you ready to graduate?
I am. I'm so ready. I'm so excited.
And what are your plans following graduation, Jackie?
I plan to go to college in Reno, Nevada.
All right. Why Reno?
It's just something different. I have family in California, so those people kind of close, but just some new experiences.
And how did you go about deciding on a college?
I applied to a bunch of different ones, and I just kind of looked at the best offer and the best fit for me.
Any idea on what you want to do job-wise?
Yeah, so I plan on going into nursing, actually.
Nice. In Alaska or not sure yet?
Probably out of state. I don't see myself coming back, but who knows?
What are some activities you did at Valdez High School that you feel really impacted you?
I think school sports really made a big impact on my life. I was involved with them all 4 years. That's where a lot of my really good memories come from, and I made a lot of good friendships through them.
And Jackie, do you have any advice for young kids?
I would say just enjoy high school, enjoy living with your parents and kind of your childhood, because it goes by really fast and it really is a lot of fun.
All right, and you are a member of the graduating class of 2020 who has a unique graduation with the COVID situation going on. How has that affected you, Jackie?
It's been a difficult mindset transition, but I'm excited. We're really blessed to live in this kind of community where they're really trying to do something for us, so I'm really grateful for that.
Do you think this will change your outlook on life moving forward in any ways?
Yeah, I definitely think it will. I've kind of learned throughout this to really just cherish the times we have because you never really know when they're going to end. So I've definitely taken that away from it.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.